This is Ozarks at Large, and with me on the phone is Randy Dixon, who is with the Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History, the Pryor Center on the Fayetteville Square. But Randy, I think you're at home right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am, as many others are.
How are you doing?
It's a great way to break up the day, I think, coming on with you. I appreciate you doing this. I'm here at the house. Fortunately, I have my lovely wife, Shannon, and 60 years worth of news footage to keep me company.
Well, we're going to dip into a bit of those six decades, as we've done in the past. What sort of material are you going to be sharing with us today?
Well, just as a little background, in case people don't know, we have the KATV television collection. That's the ABC affiliate in Little Rock, and they donated 26,000 hours of news footage to the Pryor Center, and we are in the process of digitizing and cataloging and organizing all that footage thanks to Barbara Tyson and the Tyson Food Foundation. They gave us a wonderful donation and are allowing us to do that, and we're going to have it. We've already started posting it on our website in a searchable format. We have footage from the 50s, 60s, and 70s that you can search and watch, and we have hundreds of hours up now, and we're adding more every week, and we're soon to digitize all the videotape, which is about 24,000 hours. So we'll be adding more and more as we go along. So all you have to do is Google Pryor Center, P-R-Y-O-R Center, and you'll find the David and Barbara Pryor Center.
And
look under the KATV section, and you can go down all kinds of rabbit holes looking at stuff.
And I was going to say, there's of course the material we're talking about today that's been digitized. But if you just poke around the Pryor Center, if you're at home and you're looking for something to do, there are all kinds of interviews and information at that website.
Oh gosh, you can kill all kinds of time during these down times that you're at home. It's a lot of fun. But, you know, usually when I come on, Kyle, I have a theme, and I was racking my brain, you know, thinking, let's do something timely. You know, we've done Watergate, and we've done Vietnam and things like that, and I was thinking, well, maybe we go back to the 70s, and First Lady Betty Bumpers had the drive to have all, you know, school children immunized, and you know, it's like there's enough
right
of the disease and pandemic. So I thought I'd go another direction and have a little fun, if that's okay.
Oh, I don't think there's anybody listening right now that has a problem with fun. Let's have some fun.
Okay. All right. Well, part of the KATV collection, Jim Pitcock, who was the news director, not only saved all the news, weather, and sports material, but whenever he would find something interesting, he would save it. He'd save the film. And a big thing back in the day was for agencies, state agencies, companies to do promotional films. And KATV saved a lot of those. And so I dug in there and found some kind of interesting promotional films that we saved over the years.
And these promotional films, I was a kid in much of the 70s, you know, and I had friends who owned on Bull Shoals Lake a motel, and they had a movie room, and they subscribed to this free service that sent these films. They had a projector, and so if it was raining, you couldn't go out fishing or whatever, they'd show these promotional films, and some of them would be about skiing in Aspen or how caterpillars live or something. And they'd get these every week and rotate them out. So my friends and
nice.
I would end up watching these. So
that's
these,
awesome.
Yeah, these promotional films found their way to many different places. Rotary clubs would sometimes show them. They'd end up on television.
Mm-hmm. Well, classrooms.
Yes.
That they were everywhere. But, you know, I've got a pretty good little cross-section of films, and the first was from a state agency.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Arkansas Highway Department, and the Highway Commission would each year produce a film that, and it was in the form of travel log, really, that they would show off the state, but at the same time, they would show off all of the work that the highway department had done to improve roads and make the state more accessible to Arkansans and to tourists.
Well, we're going to listen to a clip from this, and this is from the Arkansas Highway Department, right?
And this is from 1957, one from 1958.
All right. Arkansas is vacation land, so let's tour some of the key tourist attractions with Don and Joe, visitors from Maryland. Entering the state at West Memphis, they'll journey first toward the Ozark Mountains in North Arkansas. Smooth, modern highways play an important role in luring Arkansas citizens, along with tourists from outside the state, to the many vacation spots. The state is blessed with more lakes and streams than any other of the 48, providing a paradise for water sports enthusiasts. Fishing, boating, water skiing, and surfboarding are available everywhere. Wherever you go, the Arkansas Highway Department is planning and building modern, safe highways designed to meet the most rugged tests of traffic, terrain, and weather. Here is a happy family starting off on a weekend. Mom likes historic buildings. Dad wants to fish. Sis loves dude ranches. Brother wants to explore a cave. Despite the variety of notions, there are no tears or shattered hopes in this party. They'll all get their wish because this is Arkansas. 10,000 miles of roads in the Arkansas highway system poke macadam fingers into some of the most varied and primitively beautiful scenery in America.
You know, I realize that that's, 57, 58, that's 60 years ago?
Yes.
It sounds, to my ears, it sounds like a lot longer ago than that.
You know, it just, the way they do it, the way they sell it, it just kind of makes you feel good about our state, doesn't it?
You know, and right, there was the See America First, this was See Arkansas First.
Sure. And you know, if you watch the entire thing, you see every, you know, inch of the state almost.
Yeah.
They highlight everywhere. So, I mean, they went to great expense to travel the entire state and show off the place.
What else you got for us?
Well, let's move over to the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
And Arkansas Power and Light in the early 70s was taking on the mammoth task of building Arkansas Nuclear One near Russellville.
Mm.
And, okay, so let's move from 50s production to 70s, which was a completely different style. And they would always, I've noticed in these 70s productions, they would always set everything up. It was kind of there was always an opening theme song, and they would set a mood, whether it really had anything to do with what the film was about anyway. But this one starts off with a little theme, and you have to imagine the visual. Let's see this mop-topped little boy running through a field with an English sheepdog, and, of course, it's in slow-motion film. And it has the theme song, and then take note of who the narrator is that comes in here in a minute.
Okay, this is from APNL at the dawn of Arkansas Nuclear One. Let's listen.
We and dog, we run together, leaving worries far behind. Ain't no one can ever catch us, cause we're running all the time. Wind is happy and the grass is growing and the sun is shining and I am too. Dog is laughing and making me knowing that living is what I love to do.
Eight years old, he'll spend more than half his life in the 21st century. He'll live in a world of technology that hasn't even been born yet. It's a world in which he'll have to run just to keep up. And every day, he's a step closer to becoming whatever his dream will allow him to be. His Arkansas will have 2,280,000 people by the time he's 17. They'll require more than twice as much electric power to grow on than they did at the beginning of the 70s. Where will it come from? Arkansas Nuclear One, the first nuclear-fueled electric generating station in the Southwest. It represents the state's largest single investment of private capital.
Now, was this supposed to reassure people that the coming?
Did you know who the narrator was?
Yes, yes, that's Rod Serling from Twilight Zone.
Arkansas Nuclear One. I mean, part of the Twilight Zone.
Was that?
So that film was produced by Little Rock Ad Agency, Cranford Johnson Robinson Woods, and several years ago, the late Ron Robinson gave me the copy of that. That's how we got it. And he told me at the time that it was his understanding that that was the last project that Rod Serling ever worked on. So that was his last narration.
Okay, so this was designed. These are promotional films, so it's to promote something. Now, I don't have the benefit of the visuals, so maybe that would reassure me. But it sounds, especially knowing it's the narrator from Twilight Zone and later The Night Gallery, it sounds just a bit kind of dystopian just hearing it.
Well, today it seems really bizarre, yeah. And I don't know. I would think at the time it might have been, but, you know, he was a big name.
Well,
so I guess,
true.
You know, that trumped.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we've heard from state agency. We've heard from the corporate world. What else?
Well, the University of Arkansas is no exception.
Sure.
They did promotional films, and I found this just not long ago in a box of reels, and this is from the late 1960s, and it is a promotional film from the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville.
One evidence of the importance of the University of Arkansas to the nation was the appearance of Vice President Hubert H. Humphrey at the 1968 commencement exercises.
It is true, as President Mullins has indicated, that I have a special feeling of kinship, feeling of friendship towards our great land-grant colleges and universities, which represent the backbone, the bulwark of higher education in this great republic of ours. And the land-grant college and university symbolizes what a university ought to be, an institution of higher learning, to be sure, but also an institution of service. Service to the community, service to the nation, service to individuals. And as I sense from this great commencement today of service and of training and teaching to people from other lands as well as our own.
You know, this reminds me a little bit of the highway one that we started with, because there is a bit of that, hey, look, Arkansans, you've got something good. We've had traditionally, historically, sort of this at times inferiority complex if you grew up in Arkansas. And this sounds
yes.
somewhat reassuring, like, no, U of A is a player. We had the vice president.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing about these films is, it, like any other production, they always had to end big and, you know, inspirationally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
That music swelling sort of thing.
Yes, and, you know, you just sort of tie it up with a bow, you know?
Right.
And should we end up with with the UA closer?
Yeah, I mean, if these promotional films were tied up with a bow, we would be derelict if we didn't do the same, Randy.
All right.
All right. Randy Dixon, who is with the Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History, this... Before we go to the closer, I want to say this is so much fun. Can we do this again real soon?
How about next week?
That's a deal. Thank you, Randy.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
This support and this enthusiasm enables the University of Arkansas to provide excellence in teaching, research of paramount interest to the state, and serve its community, state, and nation, and to give its multitude of students the opportunity to partake of knowledge and to use that knowledge in service to all the people.